Boston Dynamics has a new robot to take over the world with. Apple has a new app store to take over everywhere besides the U.S. And AMD's favorite cards are disappearing. Dead now. Let's get into the hot news, everybody. I'm your Brett host. We're going to be going over the hottest tech news I can find on the internet while you enjoy your breakfast this Thursday, April 18th, 2024. And we're going to start off today talking about Boston Dynamics killing off its Atlas robot 2 days ago, and then yesterday revealing that, hey, they've got a V2 of this bad boy. Atlas coming back, rising from the dead a little bit in this horrifying video that you can watch on how it contorts and distorts its body in order to get up in a horrifying way, which one of the big things that Boss Dynamics is talking about with regards to this robot is the fact that it's still called Atlas, but it's not based on hydraulics anymore, but rather electric motors, which makes it a little bit more efficient and capable of moving in ways that weren't previously possible, like standing up like that freakazoid thing you saw right there. And Boston Dynamics talking about how it might be a human form factor, but they're going to make sure it can move in ways that humans cannot in order to make sure that it can serve purposes in different workspaces that a human wouldn't be good for, which is great. You absolutely want to have your dystopian post-apocalyptic robots capable of outmaneuvering humans in all of the ways that are our weaknesses. It's a perfect blend of everything you want to see in robots. You slap the Grok AI into that thing, and I can't wait to see what it does to us. But Logitech is slapping some AI into their mice. That's right. Get ready for your AI-powered mouse from the company who is now selling their signature AI edition M750 mouse over on their website. You can see that little teal button in the middle. Well, that is your AI button, my friends, not necessarily needing the Microsoft Copilot button anymore. And this thing has integration because it's not just an AI button. It's also an AI prompt builder that's baked into the Logitech software to make it so that you don't have to sound like a fool when you're writing messages anymore. It can help you rephrase things. It can help you prompt your favorite AI a little bit better. And it's baked into the Options Plus software that Logitech includes with some of their newer mice. If you have a mouse that doesn't support Options Plus, this is not going to work for you. Now, you don't have to get the AI mouse in order to get all of this support. It just has to have the Options Plus software. But in case you want a very convenient little discolored button in order to color your future with AI, your mouse is gonna be the way to do it. And the way to do app stores is to have more of them. At least that's what Apple doesn't want you to believe. But thankfully, the EU enabled their DMA, Digital Markets Act, which is forcing Apple to do it. And now the first third-party iPhone app store is live over in Europe. It's called Alt Store PAL, which is not based on PAL World, but rather based on the video format over in the other parts of the world. PAL here in the US, we used NTSC. Anyways, this is coming out where it's gonna cost you about 150 euro plus tax in order to download it. You have to go through a lot of prompts of Apple saying, hey, you sure you wanna do this? It could be dangerous. The third party apps could be installing horrible, horrible things onto your system. But thankfully, Alt Store is not new. It's been around since 2019, and they're actually including for free the first Game Boy Advanced emulator that should have launched over on the App Store. We talked about how there was this one that had ripoff code. This one that's launching with Alt Store is the one that had its code ripped off. It's called Delta, and it's launching both in the EU as well as worldwide. You can now get Delta on US app stores in case you want to do that. Hopefully, this one doesn't get pulled. There was also, I believe it was an SNES emulator that went up on the App Store that also subsequently went down. It's been a very confusing time. But Delta being included with the Alt Store. Alt Store, again, has been around for 5 years for iOS. It did require workarounds in order to get it to work so that you could previously sideload apps, but at least now in the EU that is allowed, it's legal, and it's being forced on Apple. So you can now use that in case you want to have an alternative app experience. Let me know if this is something that you're going to be doing on your iPhone or if you've already done it already, even if Apple didn't want you to here in the US. Let me know down below in the comments while Reese lets you know about the dealios.
Yo, welcome back to UFT Deals, bringing the hottest tech deals out on the internet. Hope you guys are doing well, and hey, we've got some deals for you today. Starting off with this Royal Clutch RK84 RGB limited edition 75% hot swappable wireless mechanical keyboard with yellow switches, going for only $59.99, making it $40 off. Then next up, we have this KTC 24-inch 1080p 165Hz gaming monitor for only $109.99, making it $50 off. And then lastly, we have one of my favorites, the NZXT Kraken Elite 280mm AIO CPU liquid cooler for only $169.99, making it $80 off. The all-white version is currently on sale too, although it's a little bit more pricey, but if you want to do that, then it's available. And hey, them's the deals. You can find these ammo linked in the video description down below. But until next time, I'm going to hand you off back to Brett for the rest of your hard news. Cheers.
Thanks, Reese. Okay, here's the deal with me talking about this next story. It's official now. So this is something that we've kind of seen, but now there's a press release. MSI's motherboards now support the next-gen Ryzen processors. We've already talked about how this is happening on other boards. We already talked about how there was a BIOS update for the MSI motherboards, but now the new update here is that MSI is doing a press release to let you know, which bodes well for the fact that these chips should launch hopefully sometime soon. But what is definitely launching sometime soon is Ghost of Tsushima over on PC. It's going to be coming out on May 16th, and there's a lot of revelations coming out with that. Not only just the system specs, which are perfectly reasonable. To play very low, they're asking for an i3-7100 or a Ryzen 3-1200 with a 964 gig or a 5500 XT. Those don't feel equivalent. And then to play it high, they're looking at a i5 11th gen or a Ryzen 5 5600 with a 3070 or a 6800 is going to take about 75 gigabytes of disk space and does not require Windows 11. It's also going to support 32x9, triple monitor, 48x9, and it's going to have DLSS 3, FSR 3, and XeSS all baked into the game. So it looks like it's going to be at least a very robust port, but also Sony announcing that they're going to start bringing crossplay when it comes to the game, but also when it comes to the trophies. You can now earn PlayStation trophies by playing PlayStation games on your PC. You still earn things like your Steam achievements or your Epic Game achievements, but if you log into your PlayStation account, you can now get those trophy rewards for the PC version of Ghost of Tsushima at the current moment. I'm not sure how many games this is going to roll out to and how quickly that's going to happen, but for me, as somebody who plays a lot of first-party single-player PlayStation narrative titles, I love this. This is going to... that's one of the biggest bummers, is that I tend to 100% the games on PC and not when they're on console. And so I'm like, oh, I could have got a platinum. There's just something about my lizard brain that likes getting that metal. It just scratched right on in there. And it appears that the itch that was being scratched by the RX 6000 series is no longer necessary because the AMD is finally getting rid of the stock supplies of things like the RX 6950 XT and all the way down. This is being reported by Tom's Hardware that RDNA 2 is finally on its way out, despite it being 4 years since it launched, despite the fact that RX 6000 has been hot and heavy on the presses for quite some time. RDNA 2 has been around for way longer than you would expect, being in stock and at very favorable prices. I remember when RX 7000 series came out, one of the best things about that was that the 6950 XT, you could find that for great deals of $599 to $699, and that was actually still the case as a couple months ago with the 6950 XT being at around $580. But now it looks like that has gone up because stock is drying up. And that means the current best price that you're going to find on a 6950 XT is $780. Which is absolutely not worth it, considering in yesterday's UFD deals, Reese gave you a deal for a 7900 XTX that cost, I think it was $799 after a little discount. It was a great price. Why would you get a 6950 XT when you can get a much better card for the same price? But this is just one of the sad situations of us moving forward. It looks like RX 8000 is probably getting primed to launch towards the end of this year. RX 7000 is starting to see some really great deals, so there's less room in the market for the 6000 series. The only thing I would love to see AMD come out with is an RX 7500 that is affordable, reasonably priced, and doesn't get rid of H.264 encoding, because that was really stupid of AMD to do. But let me know if this bums you out. Were you thinking about maybe picking up a 6700 XT in the near future? Was this on your roadmap of things that you wanted to pick up? Or you're just saying, glad, good riddance, I was considering getting a 7600 to 7800 XT somewhere there. Let me know down below, and I'm going to respond to the things you left down below yesterday. NRP419 over on Float Playing saying, I deal with a lot of screw-ups on Newegg's side with multiple different items from motherboards to GPUs. Price may be better for buyback, but how much you think they're going to resell that card for afterwards? Curious on Micro Center's resale prices, because when something sits, it gets marked down repeatedly. Open box damage, so forth. That came out of a Micro Center supervisor's mouth on YouTube and was said to be a policy for all stores to follow. I personally, when it comes to how I'm engaging with it, if the refurbished or renewed, whatever Newegg is calling their used GPU program, is more expensive, well, then it, like, then you're not buying it, right? Like, if they're paying me $1,500 for it, and I'm trading it in to get a new GPU, I'm buying it right then. I'm not going to be buying that same model used from Newegg again. So it does suck for the people who are looking to pick it up, but at the same time, like, the going market rate for a 4090 is way higher than what Newegg is currently offering. It's a complicated situation because the new price is set by the manufacturers, hopefully, and not necessarily by Newegg, whereas the used price is going to be set by the market. So if you're trading in an old GPU for a new one and the used market price has gone up, you could actually end up winning in that regard, regardless of all of that. I don't think there's an excuse for Micro Center giving you half of what Newegg does. It just doesn't work out, regardless of however much Newegg might screw other people over. And then Dabinage saying, I hope that NVIDIA's small form factor program encourages 2080 Founders Edition size coolers again. I love my SFF build and more options would be great. I remember that was one of our like really big moments back in 2019 was when we did our Dr. Zaber Sentry build with a 9900K and a 2080 Ti. We fit that in a case that was smaller than a PS4 Pro. It was beautiful. I absolutely agree. I want more of that. Then over on YouTube, we got Lucas saying, selling local is pretty sweet. No shipping, no third party cut, cash. I love Micro Center, but funk on that noise. I agree. I think $700 is way too low. Then Silver Rob says, the salute, missing stool, and timber killed me. Kyler, you hear that? You're popular.
It's going down.
Thanks. Then you as Bird saying, maybe Micro Center's trying to make us feel nostalgic about going into a game store and trading in a brand new $60 USD game for 5 cent store credit. Don't. They're not GameStop bad. The trade-in pricing is. Oh man, Micro Center's way better than any GameStop comparison you can make. And then Robster saying, to be fair, Micro Center has had a version of it for a few months. The original catch was that you'd be trading in any cards you bought directly from Micro Center and only from Micro Center. So they did make changes to their original setup. I don't think that's fair to Micro Center at all. I think that's irrelevant. Personally, they came out with their program. I looked it up towards the beginning of 2024, if not late 2023. Sure, it's based on cards that you bought from Micro Center, but I bought a 4090 from Micro Center and then they're only going to give me $700 for it. That doesn't make a lick of sense. Newegg didn't launch their program that much longer before Micro Center. It only launched in September of last year. So there's a 3 months difference and Newegg is offering significantly more. I don't think that's fair to that. You don't have to be fair to Micro Center for this situation because the program is not great, at least specifically on the high end. I did look at some of the other GPUs I bought for them, looking at like a 3070 Ti. I think it was like $188 they were going to give me for that, which again, not a great price. I just don't need to know if Micro Center needs defending here. I don't know. Let me know. What do you think? And then we got X Rafter saying TOPS equals tensor operations per second. Got it. You're absolutely making me mad. Mars Mayflower saying, man, that 7900 XTX deal is amazing. It was. It was a fantastic deal. And then Shampoo Time asks, Rare Brew Coffee shipping to Australia when? Not on the roadmap. No plans to do that. Currently, US only. Just to keep it simple, we're a mom and pop shop, dude. We're not a large international company. I am operating this out of like next to a bed in my house. This is not meant to be a big thing. This is just meant to be something that supports ThinGap Research Fund, and we'll expand it and grow it as we see fit. But it's mostly meant to be sustainable on top of everything we're already doing, and then adding in international shipping, adding in international logistics. Man, I do that enough for our videos, right? Like we're a multinational team here at UFD Tech, but when it comes to shipping consumables and things that are ingestible, I don't think that's something I'm gonna get into anytime soon. I am sorry. Like I wish it wasn't so complicated, but it is the way it is going to be for quite some time. And this episode of Hot News is the way it's gonna be for quite some time because we upload it and then I can change it afterwards, but I don't typically.